A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Episode 2. Five strangers, brought together from all over the galaxy, set out on a mission given to them by the mysterious Verbok the Hutt. Mark Kenobi, once an actor from Coruscant before being kidnapped by the Sith, is now training to become a Jedi after they rescued him from Korriban. He's joined the team in search for Sith artifacts on behalf of the Jedi. Sawbone and Chubrub, a bounty hunter and Ewok, join the team hoping to embark on an adventure with their eyes set on money and fame. Willie Roe Ma and Kale D-Bag, two runaways from prominent families on Coruscant, one turning to smuggling, the other a chance at a new life away from his family's tight control. These five make their way to Nar Shaddaa to rob a casino, or die trying.
Guys are on your ship, yeah, making your way to Nar Shaddaa. A call comes in on your holocom, I guess.
Yeah,
ship's holocom. Yeah,
does it work?
It's got a holocom.
Does it work?
Yeah,
it's it works.
One of the most more recent repairs that I
did. And on it is PN15.
Hey, who's handling this frequency?
Oh, what's up, fellas?
Oh, Jesus. Hey, guys, the robot's on the line.
So you guys are headed there. You've already got your passes. So when you get close to the planet, they're probably gonna ask you what you're there for. So make sure you tell them that you're there for this huge event at the casino, and they should tell you where to land. It should be pretty close. When you get there, listen, it's a pretty big casino. It's like two floors, and. From what we understand, there's a vault underground, and that is where they keep all the guns and weapons and the weapons caches and stuff. So you want to go there and break into that. There's also a security office that you should be able to disable, like cameras and stuff, if you guys are able to do that. But you know, do whatever you want. You just go guns blazing. I don't really give a shit. It doesn't affect me any.
It's a casino, right?
Yeah.
Where do they keep all the money?
Well, in the vault.
Where the guns?
Well, from what we understand.
Okay.
I mean, no one goes down there but the employees. So, he's very well connected with the Scirocco gang, so do expect there to be some guards and stuff around. But, you know, you guys seem like you're pretty hardy. You should be able to make it through there pretty easily. I assume if you get into trouble, if you so choose. I don't know. You guys do whatever the fuck you want.
Do you have any schematics of this casino?
I do not, but you should be able to maybe get some from the security office if you get in there.
There's only one entrance in there?
There's only one entrance that we are aware of. There's a front door. There could be a back door. I don't fucking know. This place is pretty new, but we don't really know what's going on with it. Again, this is all intel that we've received from some people we have on the inside.
Hey, Peen guy? Quick question here.
Uh-huh.
Is there an employee room in here? Where employees keep all their clothes?
There is. There's like a storeroom behind the bar, from what we understand.
We should hit that up, boys.
But you did give us VIP entrance passes, right?
Well, it you can access all the floors, from what we understand. I don't think you can get the back, though. These don't get you. I mean, that's employee only. And you know, if you want to play some Bazaar, there should be some tables to play, get drinks. You guys party it up. I don't know if you spent that 500 credits yet, but, you know, you guys live it up tonight.
Oops.
Okay, well, I guess that means you spent it. It's fine. It was for whatever you guys needed. Any questions before you go steal some shit for us? Anybody have questions that I may be able to answer, possibly?
No. I started movies like this where we stole stuff before, and it's a pretty cool plot. I mean, like, we had, like, employee badges. Can we get employee badges from these
that
people?
That is going to be completely, you know, if you can snake some, you might be able to.
Cool. Hey, should we formulate a plot or something after we hang up with this dude?
I guess I'll just go now.
Yeah, you can fuck off.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, fuck off.
Wow, you guys are very hostile.
Hate you.
This is gonna go on my report to Verbot.
Bye, friend.
Yeah, whatever. All right. Yours truly, Pan 15.
Suck some dick now. Bye bye.
All right, so you guys are gonna make your way to. Are you guys gonna do anything on the ship? You guys gonna talk some more?
Yeah. I think
we
should
formulate
the plan while we're there.
So. I was listening to what PN15 was saying, and I was thinking.
Well, we all were.
Yeah, I was listening to it too.
I was astutely listening.
You were picking up what he was putting down.
Picking up what he was putting down. So I kind of got this idea. What if we all get employee IDs from some employees, go in there, put employee uniforms on, sneak our way down there as employees, and take those guns and weapons out of there like we're employees, like we own that shit.
I like most of your idea.
I like it too, but I think that not all of us need to do that.
I don't think all of us can pass as employees.
Maybe not all of us.
I look at the furry one.
I think we should probably also, before we do those things, go to that security room and disable that security just in case.
Well, I think that we should have somebody in the security room.
I think, yeah.
To open up doors and to shut down everything else while the employees are going down there.
Well, yeah, if we have an employee shut down the security, then anybody else can just get down there.
Yeah.
They if have the these holes the in the walls here. And all these places I keep going. They might have those there.
Okay. You mean like AC vents?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
The hole, the slide.
Is it like a square hole?
I really
or
thought you were talking about glory holes.
Me, too. I literally was going to go, is it like a square hole or a circle hole?
Is it dark?
I mean, are you, like,
what kind of hole
either way?
Are we talking about?
I mean.
And I guess, you just want to, what's his name again? I told you I'd forget it.
Kale D-Bag?
Yeah, hey, Kale D-Bag, you just want to spend money and get hoes?
Yeah, that's fine. I can sit on the side. That's fine. Wait. You're telling me that my one job is to say I look at fine honeys in this casino?
No way.
No, I'm your man.
You have to find five.
Yeah, we got to do things.
Yeah,
like we got.
You
got to
be the
here.
Distraction.
You have to find five women.
Five women,
one for each.
To bring back to the ship.
Yeah, maybe later though.
Celebrate.
Sure. Sure. That's plan B after plan A is exacted. All right, great. I can do that.
All right.
I'm still new to this whole Jedi thing, so I haven't really used it in the real world, but I can do, like, this mind trick thing. Whatever you need me.
That is so cool. All
right, so you guys...
I didn't mind trick you to say that.
So you guys are, I guess, you got your plan set? Or an idea of what you guys want to do when you get there?
Does the group want to play around in the casino first, or do, like, what we're here to do?
We need to do some recon.
Yeah,
so
that
a couple of us
can recon
while y'all are doing that.
Because it's going to be packed, so I mean, you probably need to kind of blend in a little bit so you don't, like, you know.
Walk in like a bunch of...
Hey, should I wear these Jedi robes in there?
Yeah, first of all, let's get him a change of clothes.
Anybody have a change of clothes for Mark and Obi?
Chat, bro, you got anything?
Under this coat, I'm all natural.
Oh, baby. God.
I got a belt.
Cool.
It would be nice while I'm trying to steal shit if we have people who are posed to make a distraction in case I get caught or something.
Oh, yeah.
Because I can disappear, but I need a minute to melt back into the background.
I mean, we might just see if Mark Kenobi, like he was talking about, can just get a badge off
That's
of someone
true.
If he's interested in that.
Yeah,
you're going to have to teach me that. I like that.
All right, well, so it takes you guys a couple of hours to fly there. Just like maybe like 2 hours. It's not very far. It's a moon, right? And so it doesn't take you that long to get there. When you guys get close, you get another call on your holocom.
Oh, hold on, guys. We're getting another call. Hello?
Hey, so listen, this is the Nar Shaddaa. Like, you know, we're just...
I forget exactly what department I work in.
You are bad at your job, sir.
I hate this job. It's just, listen, we need you to give us your, like, why are you here? What are your identification codes?
Oh, yeah, we're sending it. I'll send them your way right now.
Okay.
Beep, boop, beep. My computer doesn't make those noises, but I wish it did, so I just make it.
Are you just beep, boop, beeping that?
Yeah, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep.
You're actually going to send me the up there they are.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, what is your purpose of your visit?
Oh, we got gamble. Yeah. We have for that party.
We're going to the party.
The big event.
Which one? This is Nar Shaddaa.
You know the casino, the Sarlacc money pit?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you're going to fly over to Sector 15 and land in Docking Bay 4.
Copy.
All right.
Pace.
Nailed it, guys. I nailed it.
Hey, he's still here. bye, guy.
No. Over now.
You gotta press the red button, Kale.
Oh, shit, here. Beep, boop. Beep, boop, beep.
All right. So, you guys gonna just, I guess, go dock and stuff where they told you to? I mean, it's right where you're supposed to be.
Nailed it. Nailed the landing, guys.
All right. So, you guys land, and anything before you head that way?
We need to make sure everybody's strapped.
We should do the clothes first. Let's just go. I'm just going to go out and just, like, I guess make a gather information and see if I can find a place where we can get him some clothes.
Yeah, where can I get my hair, dude?
Well, you've already taken a shower. But remember, no one knows what you are, and, like, no one has ever seen you before, so.
You might create a bit of a distraction.
Just by walking in.
We might need a bag.
Unless you're very, very sneaky.
He is. He skulks everywhere he goes, right?
Yeah.
It should always be assumed that I'm using a stealth check anywhere I go.
Well, we can't assume that. We need you to be doing that.
You need you to be rolling that.
All right. Over 30.
Over 30? Did you hear that? It was an over 30 stealth.
So you're hiding from them on the ship?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, shit. Well, so you guys land and you have completely lost Chub Rub. Willie gets off the ship and he just you walk out and, like, from the loading bay you can see, like, on the other side, because it's, like, open, you can see that there is this place is kind of like Vegas in a way. There's a bunch of, like, other casinos and bars and restaurants and shops and all that stuff. So you see there's, like, I don't know, an Abercrombie and Bith store just right over there, and so if you need to get some clothing.
That's probably where he would want me to get the clothes. So
that's where I would go.
Go in there.
So, you're going to go?
I honestly think he shouldn't get off until we have him different clothes.
So you're going to go buy clothes for him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
You're going to, I guess, give him your size.
Oh, can I get some, I'd like
I can remember.
Okay. If you find anything, like, double-breasted and, like, black.
Yeah, sure.
And, like, I like something that's soft on the legs. Because they rub together.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to look for something denim and pink.
Yeah. Okay. But perfect. Then, also, I need a holster for my... I'm look around. Shh. My weapon?
It's just us on the
ship. You're on your ship.
What's that? Oh, sorry. yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. I'll find something for you.
Lightsaber.
I mean, don't you want to hide that?
Yeah. You want her to give me, like, a jacket or something.
Okay.
Real cool.
All right. Pink jacket, denim... White shirt.
Okay, that costs 200 credits total for the whole thing.
I bring them back to the ship and give them to you.
Hey,
it's what I found, man. It was Abercrombie and Bith.
Yeah. I don't want to be ungrateful or anything, but this sucks.
Hey, man, if you want, you can wear those. Go buy you some new clothes.
I put them on, and then I go right back to the fucking store.
They fit, though, right?
Well, comfy, though.
Man, yeah. that pink shirt looks really good on you.
You think so?
You don't have to pop your collar.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to put that back down. Yeah. Sorry, it's been 7 years.
The pink shirt and those denim shorts. Those jorts look really good. It's just like...
Really. I say keep the outfit, honestly.
I think it's a safe play to keep
You're going to go back to the store to return, or you're going to rock the jorts and pink collared shirt?
I'm He's got the spiky hair too.
And I guess, I guess you got him a jacket also. Yeah,
he has a. He's oh, also got jacket, the frosted shirt. Tips going okay. on right now. I think.
No, we're not gonna frost his tips.
Wait, did you not get him pants?
Jorts.
Lovely.
Jean shorts.
No one will ever take him seriously.
No.
As a
Seriously. No, it's gonna be awesome.
You're gonna blend in with everybody else from Abercrombie and Fitch.
Somebody, Photoshop Mark Wahlberg wearing these things
tonight.
Shorts with a long pink jacket,
with a lightsaber in his hand,
with a lightsaber.
And I'm guessing you didn't buy him shoes, so I'm guessing you're still gonna be wearing your boots.
Nah, man. Did Willie Rogue get him some Abercrombie and Fitch?
Your brown boots?
They didn't have shoes there.
Your brown Jedi boots.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll rock it then if okay. you guys think it's okay.
Okay.
I'm no fashion expert, yeah. but...
I appreciate you buying
he
that
He knows
for me.
Science, not fashion.
Yeah. All right, you guys ready to go?
Scientifically, that ensemble, perfect.
Jesus. All right, so you guys get off the ship and you start heading... Like, literally... Really close to Abercrombie and Bith is the Sarlacc Money Pit. And there's like the lights, what are they called? The spotlights going. And there's a lot of people lined up outside trying to get in. And it's just, it's where you want to be tonight. And so that's where you guys are headed. You guys walk in, you show them your passes. Like you just go skip past the line because you've got passes to get in.
I just wanted to say it's pretty cool that Abercrombie and Bith is sponsoring this event. Makes your outfit that much more appropriate.
This is a breeze coming up. Can you guys see my butt cheeks?
Those are some short jorts.
Like, the fashion on Nar Shaddaa is very interesting.
Like, dude, I got
hairy legs. Does George really cup your butt, Mark Kenobi?
All right, so you guys walk in, and if you'll take a look at the map, you can kind of see what's going on. There are 14 tables. All of those are full up to capacity. People playing Pazak and Sabacc or whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. Sabacc. And along the walls to the side and near the front are a bunch of like gambling like machines, whatever those are called. Can't think of
slot
words.
Slot machines?
Yeah, like slot machines. Mm-hmm. But you know it's space, so it's different. Right, space slots. Right in the center where that circle is, that is like a huge water fountain and light display thing going off, which is open up to the second floor. There's a balcony, so you guys can kind of see up to there. And then there's a bar with looks like two Twi'lek and two human bartenders. At every table, there are human and Bith like dealers. And you can also see a couple Gamorrean guards and then a Rodian. They're clearly guards because they look like guards. They, you know, like
serious,
very serious, not moving, and kind of like you know looking around. They kind of you know that's what they look like. Just
they're on
very
guard.
Yeah. They're just yeah. They're you could tell guard. You can immediately tell what they are. They don't blend in. They're not trying to blend in.
Is there a gate or a door by the bar to, like to get back?
There is a door.
Like hit this, I'm assuming that's like the bar area.
There are two doors behind the bar. You can see because again it's. You can see all that stuff. And also, there are doors with stairs on kind of near the bar. Yep, those are the stairs. Those are bathrooms. Yep.
And then there's the employee area.
Yeah. So the bottom area is pretty bustling. There may be one of the tables, there may be like a spot open to play Pazak if you guys want to do that. There's no openings at that bar. But, I mean, you guys can check out the slot machines or, again, someone can play Pazak. You guys can... Maybe try to get a bartender to talk to you, or you can go up to the second floor. It's kind of your call.
I was thinking of going to the second floor and just watching some stuff.
I'll skulk up to the second floor as well.
All right, so you guys just all head up to the second floor?
No, I would like to play Pazak.
Yeah, if you all want
to
play.
Okay. I'll go to the bar.
I'm going to go to the bar.
Play Pazak.
Oh, there's no open seats at that bar. There is. I will. There's a second floor, so you can also check that one too.
There's. Oh, to check upstairs?
I want to play a slot machine.
You want to play a slot machine? Okay. So we'll start. We'll just kind of go around the table like we normally do. So, Ross, what are you doing?
I'm going to go upstairs.
Okay. And Chubrub's going with you? You guys are going to go together?
I don't know where Chubrub is.
No one knows where he is.
No one knows where he is? No okay. I'll just say if you guys are going to go together, we'll do this at the same time. Okay. Will you guys pull that paper off in a second?
Yeah, I'm just going to follow.
Are you still stealthing?
Yeah, I'm just going to follow Ross, just moving around behind people, just keeping out of sight in general.
When I get up there, I want to go to the bar,
okay.
Just grab a drink, and then go to the, I guess there's an edge.
Uh-huh, yeah. So if you'll see on this side of the map, there are the stairs, but they go the up, you go up the other way. They come up that way. Mm-hmm. And there's all those tables, and again, those are Pazok tables. There's a couple openings at those tables for you guys to play at if you want to. There's also some tables up near the bar, but that seems to be where people are just sitting and hanging out.
And this is Twi'lek human.
Uh-huh.
And this is the upstairs.
Yep. So that bar, there's a couple open seats there, and you can also see some doors with guards near them that look like they may lead to a back area and possibly the
Once I get my drink, I just want to come over to the edge where it looks down and just kind of watch and see if I can, not necessarily patterns, but I just want to see how the staff is doing things.
Okay.
Just get an impression of
when you walk up to the bar,
what they're wearing. And
for sure. Things. When you walk up to the bar, you'll see that human right there at the end, that human female, which is a human female. And all the other bartenders seem to be pretty busy. And she looks like she does not want to be there. Like, she is just kind of leaning against the bar. She's got a data pad out. She's, like, not paying any attention. Someone's trying to get a drink from her, and she's just, like, not giving two shits. But all the others are busy. They're all like busting ass, getting drinks. Servers are coming up and getting stuff from them. And
then I'm not worried about the drink.
Okay,
screw it for now.
Okay,
I'm just gonna go to the edge.
Okay. All right. I mean, that, I think. You'll see the dealers and stuff are all like dressed relatively nicely.
Mm-hmm. Actually, there was one thing I wanted to look at on the human.
Okay.
Do they have name tags?
Yeah, they do have name tags.
What is their... Is that their...
It's just like a silver name badge. It just has their name on it.
But
does it have security?
Do they have anything outside of them that
you
looks like a security clearance?
You cannot see anything that looks outside. Like a security clearance.
Okay. Cool.
Like, they're not... There's not, like, a badge attached to them that you can see.
Right. Okay. So. Cool.
But yeah, this... Are you still looking to see the staff and stuff? You want to do a perception check?
I mean, if there's Pazok tables on the second floor, I can just go...
26.
Okay. So, again, the guards that you've already noticed, because again they don't, they're none of them are moving, but they're right. All like, you know, their arms crossed, looking around, watching people. The staff, all the people, like the dealers and stuff, the tables, they're all wearing kind of the same, not necessarily tuxedo, but you know, the all black, look very nice. They look very well dressed. The bartenders and the like waitresses that are running around. They're all like, they're females. They're all like in like the tight black dresses and sort of skirts and stuff. And the dudes have like black shirts and their sleeves are rolled up and like a white tie kind of event. That's what's going on. So you can tell what they all look like. You know, there's no like, they don't really, they look like employees. You know what I mean? They just have that look about them.
Noticeably staff.
Noticeably staff, yeah.
When we came in, did we get a feel of whether we could leave and come back or if it was a thing?
Absolutely. Okay, you cool. You kept your pass. You just like showed them to him and you just walked right in.
Sweet.
Right. So.
I'm good for now. Actually, real quick, I'm just going to radio Mark Kenobi and ask him whenever he gets a chance to come upstairs.
Okay. And then we will move
whenever,
to...
Whenever you get a chance, man, just come up on stairs.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll come up right now for you.
All right, and then we're going to jump over to KLD Bag.
I guess I'll... You said the bar was kind of...
That one's busy. It's on the first floor. There's a lot of people down there. Yeah. I mean, you can walk. You walk up to the bar and you're trying to get a drink, but like, it's all dudes down there, and they're not paying you anything.
Yeah. None of them. Do you have to have a deck to play Pazok?
You can buy a deck. They're 300 credits. Here.
Okay.
Do you not already have a? Do you not already have a deck?
I thought I already did. I think I start. Didn't y'all have me start with one?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you have one.
Yeah.
Do you have it with you?
It should be in your notebook.
It should
maybe?
Be in my inventory.
What in your? Do you physically? Because we gave you the cards. We actually gave you.
Yeah, we gave
them. Yeah, I hit them. I hit them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, go grab them. If you want to play, if that's what you want to do.
Sure.
So okay, so you're gonna play up with some Pazok. What are you gonna do?
Yeah, I'll go with Sawbones.
Okay. There's no table on the first floor that has two open seats for you guys to play at the same table.
I'm
but
going to
there are some on second.
You could suggest that we go with the second.
You want to go? You want to go upstairs and see if there's a place we both sit at?
Yeah, I'm down with that. I'll go upstairs with you.
All right. You guys just go upstairs. And again, when you walk up, there's all those was it seven tables right there? So you see again the bartender. She is still just sitting there, just like I don't know, looking at Facebook or some shit. And
I like how if it's going to be space, it just adds space to it. Yeah. Hey, you guys want to go to Spacebook?
Because Facebook, Spacebook. It's the Spacebook. So so if you want to grab a drink beforehand, or you can sit at a table and like a waitress may get to you, it's your call for me to go get a drink in the bar. What you
guys gonna do? I'll go to the bar.
No, we're not to you yet, so we'll be that one.
Okay, my bad. Yep.
You guys going to... What are you guys doing?
I don't know if you want to sit at the same table and play.
Right.
But I'll go up there and sit at a table next to you.
Yeah, let's go together.
All right, gentlemen, draw your hands.
Hello, everyone. It's your DM, Doug. Just interrupting episode 2 to say thank you for listening to episode 2. We hope you guys are enjoying the show. Stick around. There's still like another 30 minutes left of this episode. Just wanted to, you know, get some of the stuff that we have to do out of the way, like promote our other channels. If you like what you're listening to, make sure to check out our other shows such as 8-Bit Geek, 8-Bit Legends, where we talk about the DC, CW universe, Divas Drop Kicks and Dives if you're into wrestling, and then it's like an advice column show sort of thing with two of our favorite ladies over at Brainberry Tarts, and now of course us, 8-Bit Saga. If you like what you're listening to, please go check out our Patreon over at patreon.com/8bitgeek. On our Patreon page, we do release for 8-Bit Geek, the main podcast, we do release like uncut episodes, so you get to hear everything we record, from the pre-show to the post-show and all that fun stuff. We will be releasing also the Star Wars D&D one-shot that we recorded. We will be releasing that at some point in the future. It'll be about 3 episodes long, and that will all be released on Patreon as well. For as little as $1 a month, you can have access to all that fun stuff. And there's like different tiers, so you can get different stuff for how much you donate. $1, you get access to all the bonus content. $5, you get all the bonus content plus a producer credit. $10, you get like a shout out plus all the things below. $15, you get to play games with us on Steam and everything below. And $25, you get to be a part of the street team where we send you a box of like flyers and cool stuff to hand out and a t-shirt. So go check that out. It helps us make cool shows like this. We hope you're enjoying the show, so please go share it on Facebook and Twitter and all that fun stuff. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at 8bit_saga. You can just like 8-Bit Geek on Facebook. And again, just share these posts, tell all your friends, get them to go rate and subscribe and all that fun stuff on iTunes and any other podcasting app that you use. It would mean a lot to us. We'd love to get this show out there for a lot of people to listen. And let's get back to it.
This is just like my regular casino experience.
So you guys both lost 100 crowns.
Well...
You guys want to keep playing, or we'll move on?
You know what? You got to know when to hold them.
All right. You know what? We're going to move to... We're going to pause on that real quick. We're going to go to Chub Rub. What are you doing? What are you doing, little man?
I'm just watching these fools throw their money away, because I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
All right. So that's... Okay, so he's just chilling with you, just kind of... I imagine literally you're standing at the table with your paws up on it, and like, because you're at eye level, just like,
what the fuck is happening?
They're so intense.
Yeah. So, okay, so we're going to jump to Mark and Obi. What are you doing?
I'm going to go get a drink at the bar.
Okay, on the second floor?
On the second floor.
All right, so you're going to go up to the one person who's not working?
She's working.
Well, more or less.
Yeah, we're just going to, she's working.
She's
okay.
Spaceball.
Yeah. But there's no other empty spaces.
No.
Yeah. So I have to go there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Or try to get someone else's attention. But.
And nod. Mark Kenobi to come over to me.
I'm going to go over to him.
All
right. What's up?
Mark, I think that human over there, would be willing to give us her her identification or her security clearances.
I sense that she hates this place.
She doesn't seem to want to be here at all. But I think we might need, since it seems like there's only humans and Twi'leks working here, I think we need you to go dress like what the waiters are dressed like.
Yeah.
Or at least get those clothes and change somewhere in here. And then if you can get her to give you her stuff, then you know, like take over her position in a sense.
Where's that? Did you see the employee room?
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
Can we roll perception to see to look for the employee room?
I mean, you can get clothes. I figured we'd just go back to Abercrombie and Bith and get
you
a black shirt.
Employees' clothes, right?
Just wearing black shirts.
It's sponsored by Abercrombie and Bith.
It was like black shirt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
White tie.
Then whoopity-doop-a-doo, here we go. Back to the store.
Okay.
Make sure you hide the clothes when you come in.
Oh, yeah. Of course, I'll just put them under these tiny shorts.
You can put them under the jacket.
So you go into Abercrombie and Bith,
button
and
the jacket.
You go to talk to a salesperson, and they're like, shit, we're all out.
Oh.
Yeah, no, they have a lot of people over there, and a lot of them had to get their clothes today.
What about the ones you're wearing?
No, these are... It's not... Nope.
They look exactly like it.
They're purple. They're not black.
Mark Gnoby's colorblind.
He was under a light. It didn't look... It was under a black light or something.
No. Sorry.
I'm going to use my comm here. Guys, we got a problem. I don't have any fucking clothes. They're all out.
Well, that's too bad. We'll have to come up with
What if you tried to Jedi mind trick that girl to swap in clothes with you? I mean, I'm sure she could fit into
those
shorts
size?
You got.
She's wearing a dress.
Something different.
Yeah, she's in a dress.
Mark Kenobi looks good in a dress.
Hey, can anybody... let me just take over here for a second, guys. Okay? Can anybody look at the room, see a dude that looks like me, and maybe, I don't know, persuade him?
I say we take... one of the waiters and
beat his ass.
Beat the shit out.
Whoa.
I could set a bomb in the middle where all those tables are.
Please no, please no.
No. Oh, that sounds like
that would be a terrible
idea.
We don't want that.
Just trying to contribute.
Terrorist little much.
Fucking terrorist attack.
Hey, has anybody seen Chub Rub? Because maybe he could just sneak us into the employee room to find some clothes or something.
I haven't seen.
There's
him
some extra.
The ship.
Chub
Same.
Rub. Wait, he's got calm. He's got a calm. Hey, Chub Rub?
Yo, what you want?
Oh, God.
There he is.
He's been listening the whole time.
Hey, can you see an employee room with some extra clothing?
I'm just watching these two fools throw money around and get angry and shit. I don't.
Do you think you could look?
Wait, can he's
help?
Right next to y'all? And you didn't.
What?
We didn't even see him there.
I mean, can you help, though? This is a mission.
All right, hang on one second. I'm going to look around.
Do I see an employee room?
An employee room? Where are you at? You're up on the second floor?
Yeah.
No.
Can you
Someone's
move?
On the first floor.
Yes, I can move.
Could you go to the edge?
I'm going to go skulk around and try and find this fucking security room they keep yapping about.
How about this?
Employee room.
Is there a way to draw a wait staff person into the bathroom, knock them out, and leave them in one of the stalls?
I mean, maybe?
I think they have rules about being propositioned, though, so that might not... Pan out.
Hey, you want to go to the? Bathroom?
Hey, you want to join me in the bathroom?
Yeah,
real quick?
Some dude is puking everywhere around here.
Ooh,
I told you,
smart.
Yeah, I think maybe if we just not worry about the clothes, if we can just get the security device, that might be the thing
things.
That we, the
yeah.
only thing
yeah.
that we
yeah,
need.
Yeah, it seems like they don't want us to get the clothing.
Who?
So. Huh?
Who?
Oh, the God. Space God,
Space Jesus, you're a weird ass Jedi.
It's religion.
I got the premonition.
You're the weirdest Jedi I've ever met.
Guys, can I get a sidebar away from Mark Kenobi for a second?
Yo, what's up, KLD, man?
I think Mark Kenobi's crazy. Crazy awesome. Have you seen his movies?
What's a movie?
Okay, so what are y'all doing? What have y'all decided to do?
I'm gonna go sneak around and try and find this damned employee break room.
I don't think we need to, if you can just try and take some this whatever security thing that this woman on the this human woman on the second floor has, then maybe we can just create a distraction and get into the security area.
If we can get her out from behind the bar, I can steal shit off her.
You know, like if we just talk to her, she may there's just be an original willing idea to be like, "Hey, here's my shit. I hate this place, anyways." Like, who wants to talk to her?
Can't you do the mind watcher? Who's it?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you guys want me to go talk to her, I'll go talk to her. Okay, I'm gonna go up to the fucking girl and talk to her. Hi, girl.
Hi, girl.
Hmm.
Hey, what you doing?
What the fuck does it matter to you?
Oh. Down, are you having a down day?
No, just I don't. Why are you talking to me?
Well, I mean, you look like I do sometimes.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you get down. Your days are bad. And
I'm not having a bad day per se. I just don't give a shit.
Oh,
this fucking party.
I can understand that. What's going on?
What? Maybe what's going on?
Yeah. I mean, like, what's
well,
wrong
look at
with
the
it?
Fuck what they have me wearing. The stupid black dress. It's just constant propositions from fucking scum like you.
Whoa. Did I come up here asking for your poo-poo? Okay.
Excuse me, what?
Human mating rituals are fucking whack.
Do you need a drink or something? Like, what is it going to take to get you creepers to leave me alone?
Hey, okay, listen. I just want to know why you're so mad at this place and this party. Mind trick.
I think you have to roll for that.
That's the best way I've ever seen someone do a mind trick. Ever. Why do you hate this place so much? Mind trick?
For those of you that aren't in the room, he did a very flamboyant wave.
Mind trick! Roll it.
11?
No. She just looks at you like, the fuck was that?
Guys, did he just do... I was across the room playing Pazak. Did he just do what I think he did?
Like, she's just staring at you now like, do you need a drink or do I need to call security?
No, listen, I've had a few drinks myself. I apologize for that, okay?
Clearly.
Let me compose myself, okay?
Oh, okay.
Listen, how much would it...
Excuse me?
Where's the boo-boo?
This has gotten way off the rails.
Can I have your security codes?
What?
Bail! You gotta run from that. That's that.
I'll ask again.
Roll it.
13.
Don't forget to add your skills.
I get to add to it.
Oh. Yeah, you use the force check.
You may have done it the first time.
Yeah, you use the force check.
Yeah, so add the...
Oh, yeah, force check is plus... as force is plus 8.
So that's a 21.
Okay.
So
is a 20 before.
Oh, well...
19.
Well, that doesn't count, so she still thinks I'm fucking crazy.
I still think he just did mind trick. He just said mind trick. He didn't actually do it.
And she went, what is that?
Yeah, you failed the first time.
Yeah.
The second time, she's like...
Can I have those security codes?
I mean, you didn't listen. You didn't have to fuck with my mind. If you had just asked correctly and not been a fucking creep, I would have given them to you.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just I'm really drunk right now. Hey, what's going on? I'm really drunk right now.
Are you a Jedi?
Hey guys,
I would have never guessed with that fucking pink coat. But I ain't new. I know a Jedi trick when I see one.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck are you doing here?
Listen, okay? I'm researching for a role, okay?
What?
I'm a movie star.
What?
Yeah. Don't you know that?
No.
Don't you see me?
No.
Don't you see that old poster? In the...
Why are you guys letting him do this?
We're all just going.
We're all like, oh my god.
Mark and Oakley's over here being
head.
A loose cannon.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Everyone's shitting their pants. Like, oh god, don't fuck this up.
Can I just like quickly get up and run across the room and go to save him? Yeah. That's what I quickly get up. I run across the room. I put my hand on my shoulder and I say, you got to excuse my friend here. He's He's my mentally challenged sister's best friend, and I'm just trying to show him a good time.
Wait, your sister's mentally challenged, or her best friend is?
Yeah, my mentally challenged sister. She thinks he's the tits. I have no idea why. I don't judge her. I don't judge him.
And then I lean over into his ear. Thank you.
So she's like a little like just kind of confused by the whole thing, because like, I mean, she doesn't know why you just try to fuck with her mind. And I mean, again, she was gonna give you the codes, but she's just more bewildered, like, because the effects kind of just didn't really stick around on her too much. Like, she was like, yeah, I'll totally give it to you. What? Like, wait, what? I mean, what the fuck is going on? What are you guys doing here?
You want to take this one?
Like, I mean, what do you guys? What do you need these fucking codes for? Y'all, what are y'all here for?
Listen, okay.
Yeah, you go.
Okay, listen, I'll tell you.
I'm scared.
Uh-huh.
We need to get into the vault, okay?
What the fuck are you guys going to do in the vault?
I will tell you what right now, okay?
Are you guys trying to space Ocean's 11 this shit?
Yes. Now listen, I will cut you in because we do not want the money. Don't tell the other guys. You can have some of the money.
Okay.
We're going after the guns.
The guns?
Yeah.
All right. And I put my hand and I swipe it down Mark Kenobi's face. And I go, stop it.
Well, now she knows, okay? Are you in or what?
Yeah, fuck this place.
Awesome. Yes. We got the girl of Space Ocean's 11.
Yes.
There's always a girl.
Hey, we got there. It was a rough go, but we got there.
Okay, so listen, I've got a security badge. All right, and she pulls one out of like some hidden pocket that you would never have been able to find. Like, you're not really sure where it came from. Just suddenly there it was.
I'm She's impressed.
Like, literally, if you have this, the guards, they're dumb. Like, they don't see what we're wearing. They don't really give a shit. As long as you have this card, you can get in.
Even with this pink jacket?
I promise you, people come and go out of this place all the time that like don't look like employees and stuff. They're always coming in through the back. They're always going out. Like, they never stop them because they have these badges. You guys can take this and get back there.
How? And all of us can go at the same time.
Well, you guys could probably squeeze most of you guys in.
Okay.
There's just the two of you, right? There's not. I mean, how many?
Well,
how many?
We don't want to.
Shut your fucking mouth, Mark Kenobi.
What? What's that? Anyone hear that? But me?
No, I mean. Again, normally it's like one person with like a couple of, you know, guards and stuff that go through here. So, I mean, like, if there's more than the two of you, you guys should be able to get back there without too many issues, I think. I mean.
Okay.
Sounds good.
It'll get you through the door, and then the guards, again, they see the pass, they'll just let you through.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Thank you so much,
Thank
sweetheart.
You.
I really appreciate
uh-huh.
that.
Hey, we'll transfer the credits afterwards, okay?
Oh. Promise?
Yeah. Pinky swear.
Can we get your Facebook information?
Yeah, you guys can ask me on Facebook.
Okay.
That way we can send you some.
My name is, it's Ants.
Did you?
Oh, no.
Did you just walk up to us while we were talking?
I mean, like, I'm on comms,
oh.
So I can hear this.
Oh.
I can hear this conversation through the comms. So
I forgot you weren't there. But, yeah, so just add me on Facebook and you guys can transfer me those funds.
Okay, good. Well, thank you.
It's Ants with a Z.
Good. Sorry about earlier, by the way.
Yeah, it was really fucking weird.
I know. I'm not social. I'm.
Listen, you better fucking transfer me those funds, too, because I will fucking find you, and
okay.
I will fucking kill you.
No, we got you.
Oh, damn.
Besides, you're real fucking fine.
Thanks. All right, so you guys get she hands you the pass, like, kind of discreetly. Like, she gives you, like, a glass of water, and she, like, puts a coaster down, or, like, whatever, and, like, or, like, a napkin, and puts the under the napkin, and slides it over to you. She says, you guys gotta be super careful. There are cameras covering every fucking inch of this place. And I promise you, like, they see you right now. Like, so just be aware of that.
Hey, where's the security room?
She points. She's like, see that door, those two doors with right next to it? She's like, that leads to, like, a stairwell. And then inside the stairwell, there are two other doors that lead. It's, like, right behind us. You see this big glass thing behind us? Yeah, it's a huge two-way glass. And, like, she's just kind of, like, whispering a little bit. Because, I mean, like, they're, like, right fucking behind her. But she's, like, you know, just go play cool, and then you should be able to get through. They may forget about you. Just go play cool. And maybe you should wipe the cameras when you're back there.
Yeah, good idea.
Because after this, if you guys pull this off, I guarantee you they'll be going through those camera footage to find out who the fuck.
And you.
Oh, I'm bailing the fuck out of here when the night's over.
We don't have to kill this bitch, right?
No.
God, chop rub.
All right, listen. Well, we gotta play a game first or something because we can't just walk in there right now.
Yeah, we'll chill. I'm gonna
keep so let's chill. Okay. Let's do that. Too.
And now we're going to go to the slot machine with Chub Rub. So let's say it costs 50 credits
Kay.
For every time you do it.
Okay.
You have to roll a d20.
Okay.
And whatever you roll will tell you how much you win or lose.
Deal. All right. So 50 credits going down the tubes. 18.
And 18, you win the stake times 2, so you just won 100 credits.
Cool. Doing it again. 8.
And 8, you lose the entire stake, so you're out 50 credits.
All right, so I'm dead even.
Yeah, you're dead even.
Going again. Nat 20.
Nat 20, win stake times 10, so you just won 500 credits.
Walking the fuck away.
Can I play that game?
He is smart.
Yeah, if you want to go play, go play.
Fuck.
You got money?
I got 600 credits.
Okay.
All right. What do I need to win?
Roll. Just roll. Just roll. I'll tell you.
19.
19. You just win the stake times 5, so you just won 250 credits.
Nice.
Hey, you guys, this is a machine that you put things in, and more money comes out. I don't know what the fuck this is, but it's awesome.
All right. Well, I'll go one more time.
Fuck playing Pazak. I don't think I'm going to play Pazak 13. Anymore.
13. You lose the entire stake, so you just lost 50 credits.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll do one more.
All right.
12.
No, you lost everything. Yeah, you lost another 50.
Okay, I'll go again.
Okay.
18.
18, you win times 2, so you just won 100. Thank you. Perfect, yeah.
Oh.
Oh. Bad.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What is it?
6.
Okay, you lose. You got 50.
Okay. I'll go one more.
Okay.
I'll go one more.
All right.
13.
That was awful.
One more.
Okay.
15.
And this is how gambling addictions are born.
Okay, hold on. One more. 13. Nope.
Lose it all.
I got one more because I'm back at 600.
Guys, this is the weirdest Jedi I've ever met. I've met a few Jedis.
20.
There you go.
There you go.
500.
Nice.
There you go.
All right, he's walking away. Okay. At this point, you guys have crowded around him, and you're all watching. And so, anyone else want to play before you continue?
Mm-hmm. I already lost 300 credits.
He does.
Yeah. Kale. Does Kale D-Bag want to play?
I'll play once.
Okay.
15?
No, it's the 50 now.
All right, fine. I'll play once. Okay.
This is how it starts.
This is the greatest game.
Where's my dice?
I think we all need to go to a meeting.
I lost 50. That's a 5.
Yeah, you definitely lost.
Fives are wild.
Okay, so you
Fives
lost 300. You lost 350 credits total.
I can't gamble today.
Kale lost 250.
15 again.
300.
I was as bad as Mark Kenobi over here.
Yeah, but he got a payout in the end.
He got a payout at the end.
Yeah, he got he's up to what?
I started with 600. I'm up to 1150.
There you go.
It's all right.
If you want to go again, do that.
Oh.
Zero.
It did go.
You lose all your money.
I whiffed and I hit my head on
Do you want me to roll for you? Or do you want to lock your hand?
19.
Hey-o.
Whoa.
19 is times 5, so that's 250. So, you're about 50. You've only lost 50 credits this time.
Hey. Do you want to try to make up for it? Or, I mean, go for broke.
Go for broke, man.
19.
Oh!
Oh, hey!
So, another 250. All right.
Sweet, I'm done.
Yeah, you're a little bit above even now.
Yay. Hey, great job over there.
So, 10 minutes, you like. I have 200 more than
I like these slot machines.
So, the only one who lost money is Salvo.
Salvo.
It's all right.
And he doesn't seem to care. Willie? Well, he's boy?
I'm good on these random chance games.
Okay. So it's been, you guys play for about half an hour. Party's still going. Music's playing. Lights are going. Drinks are flowing.
I feel it's good that we were playing and blending in a little bit after we just goofed around with that bartender.
Yeah, for sure. Maybe they forgot about you if they saw what was going on in the security room. All right, so what are you guys doing? You're going to go back upstairs and try to get in?
I think we should try and go through the security room. Check it out.
Who's going to go through? Three of us.
You want to talk into your microphone, Ed?
Sorry, maybe me, you, and Treadbub go. I have nine technology. You got seven technology, so... Between us two, we could probably get in there. Mm-hmm. Chubrub can sneak in.
I'm okay with that.
And we can cover the outside. And
I've also got an eight.
If needed, we can come inside or create some kind of distraction out here to get us out if that's something that we need.
I throw a couple of smoke grenades into the opposite corner, and that'll make a distraction.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Here you go. Have some smoke grenades.
All right.
Stealthily.
I'm not
discreetly.
I can't throw.
Oh,
so I'm going to hand mine over to Mark.
And I put them in my back pocket, in my
jorts?
Tight shorts.
do you want to... One of us should probably be upstairs and one of us downstairs, I think, just so we can...
You can calm me and tell me if anyone's headed up.
Right, we can just watch and see if they if the guards or the people start acting weird.
And I'll stay upstairs because... come close. I've got that lightsaber.
Right. Yeah. And if they get into trouble, you need to be closest to go in and help.
Yeah.
I'm probably not going to be useful.
Sounds
in,
good.
In a battle situation.
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
All right. So you guys, which door are you guys going to go through?
Yeah, I vote for the left.
Let's go on the left.
You go left? All right, left. We're going to the left door.
Left is right.
Hey, all right.
Guys, y'all should probably go in the right door.
It's too late. We're already going through the left door.
Cool.
Sorry, Willie. No. Just a little late on that
one. I'm going to go sit down at one of these tables.
Okay, for sure. So you walk... You walk up to the human guard, and he just kind of looks at you.
We swipe through, yeah.
All right, and he just kind of nods for you to go through.
I give him one of these two fingers over the eyebrow.
Okay, and he does not.
He don't care.
He does not give a shit.
I wink at him.
So we go in the room.
He looks a little confused, but, like, keeps looking forward, like, all right.
Cool.
All right, so you guys walk through. You see a staircase in front of you that leads down, or there's a doorway. To your right.
Hey, guys, I think that you want to take the doorway, right?
Yeah.
The door to the right, there is a Gamorrean guard standing in front of it. And the door says, security.
Hey, guys, I think you just walk right through that like you did the other doors.
I think we
Oh, I guess we have to pass. Yeah, I guess the pass. Pass.
Can we go through the door marked the pirates?
Yeah. What? What?
Private.
Sorry, private.
Yeah, it's a security.
It's a security.
So we go to the secrecy? Can we go through the door marked secrecy?
She can try.
I might be illiterate.
He's a little drunk.
So you guys walk up to the door?
Yep.
And yeah, we walk
again,
up to the door.
Again, the Gamorrean kind of moves in front of the door and like has his axe.
No, man, we're the consultants. Yeah. We got the security pass right here, man.
And he shakes his head.
Mm-mm. Said, "Oh, this is not the bathroom."
He kind of oinks at you, mm-hmm. like points down, like.
Ah. Oh, okay. Right. I think downstairs. I say we go try downstairs.
Can you show us?
He just shakes his head now. Just
puppy dog eyes.
No. no. No.
What was it?
8 + 3 = 11.
Just no.
All right, so
yeah, man, you know, seems like you should have taken the dude with the fucking mind trick.
Yeah, we saw how well that worked before, though.
Mind trick isn't that great.
Mind trick.
It worked.
mind trick.
Hey guys, mind hey guys, trick. Are you having trouble in there?
Yeah, Mark. You want to come try and use your mind trick on this guy so we can get there?
Yeah, come get me.
So we get, one of us has to take the key out.
No, well, I'll go there. I'm right here.
I'll go out and trade.
You want to go out?
I'll go out and trade with him.
All right. Sabon's going to go out and trade.
So you walk out. You exchange the card or whatever.
Secret pass.
And then you walk up to the door. Yeah. And the human again standing there just like.
This guy. Now this guy.
You will let us in. Mind trick.
You not have a fucking pass in your hand that gets you through this fucking door?
Oh, I thought we're already
No, you got to get past the human first.
Hey.
Okay. There you go.
Bye. I thought I was standing in front of that guy.
No.
Okay.
No, now you are.
My bad.
The human's like, okay.
Well, just you have a pass. Like, don't do that. You have a pass in your hand. Go.
Okay.
So you go up. You walk through. You see Kale just kind of. He's kind of like leaning up on the Gamorrean, like, hey, bud. So the Gamorrean's like
just
kind
up.
Of ignoring it. You know, just standing there like blocking. He's getting his boot. He's still in front of the door.
You ever kill anybody? Oh, that's cool.
Do you speak Gamorrean?
Nope.
So you walk in, and what are you going to do? Okay, you're
hey, I heard that we're having some security issues here. Okay.
It just looks well, it just doesn't.
Don't want to chat it up. Okay. Well, we will be let in.
Roll it.
Using the force.
Plus.
I swear to four. God. Like, I just
plus.
Oh, wait, what
just
is
don't
it?
Understand.
It's a 12?
Why
it's a 4 plus 8.
Is it, was that high enough?
Yeah, that's high enough.
Okay,
yeah, that works
sure.
On him.
Take it back. Take it back. Oh, my
God. All right. So he kind of like... and the scoots over to the side. It lets you guys enter the security office. Who? You three of you are walking in?
Yeah.
Mark and Obi can go first.
Oh man, I feel like this is a setup.
He's so sneaky.
I'm so scared.
Actually, yeah, I'll try and sneak my ass in.
Okay.
Can you sneak in real quick?
Yeah, just as the door is opening.
All right, as you walk in, everyone turns to look at you. You can't sneak in.
Oh, so then you walk away.
That door. I smile and wave.
Oh no!
That's like a 9.
It does nothing.
No,
nothing. Has no effect.
You see two Gamorrean guards to look at you, and two Rodian guards look at you, and a giant old hut right in the center of the room. Go,
what are you guys doing here?
Wrong room.
In this way, go. Where do I piss?
The guard in the hallway then turns, hearing him yell at you guys, and starts to lead you, push you guys into the office.
Oh, no.
Is this not the bathroom?
I'm on the comms going, we have a real problem up here, guys.
Hey, guys, can we get as much backup as possible, please?
There's only two.
Mm-mm. Only two backup.
I know. Get your asses up here.
I say we just let it ride.
It's them two. It's
yeah,
it's us
three.
It's us in there.
Yeah,
it's us three.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the guards, you are now surrounded. You've got behind you a Gamorrean, and they've kind of pushed you in the center of the room. So you've got a Gamorrean directly behind you. There's also a Rodian and another Gamorrean, and then on the other side of the hut is another Rodian and a Gamorrean behind him. So you're like completely surrounded. You see a bunch of computers with a bunch of camera feeds and all that fun stuff, computer terminals, and like another Rodian and a human both sitting there at manning these terminals, and they are not really paying any attention to you guys. They're focused on
their workers.
On their work.
Are they workers?
Yeah,
okay.
They're focused on what's going on. so now that you guys have been pushed in, he looks at you and he says, "The hut looks at you and says, like,
we all do it in my bar." I was just trying to make some fucking money. They got these machines out there. You put the money in it, and then you pull the thing, and then you get
some
money.
Kind of stupid.
Maybe. I don't know. That's kind of mean.
I would like to use a force power.
Okay.
Force trust. No?
I believe that is force thrust.
Oh, yeah. I put trust.
Why did I write trust?
Oh.
Trustful.
I'd like to force friendship.
I would like to force cuddle, please.
Okay.
You boys have got 5 seconds to tell me why you're in my security room before I have my guards blast you full of holes. Seriously, we were just looking for the bathroom and that pig thing was just like...
The truth is, you know, I was sent here on a security mission to make sure that this casino is locked down. I'm a Jedi.
Excuse me.
I'm a Jedi sent from the camp.
Shoot him.
Roll finish.
To be continued next time on 8-Bit Saga Presents Shadow of the Old Republic.